I do have a lot of music in my work in terms of references to actual music and the music of the line, and I want things to be to pound hard sometimes, and I want things to be in your face sometimes, of course in an earned, layered way. But poetry and music are intertwined for me in a big way in terms of growing up. When rock and roll, I feel like, really saved my life. It was a pathway to another world that I didn't know about yet, but I could feel it, and I could listen to it, and I could carry my transistor radio around in the 50s, and it was a lifeline.
You are listening to Air Schooner, listening that moves you. This is the Air Schooner Reading Series, produced by Scott Winter and Stacy Waite, with production assistance by Catherine Larson and Franny Sprowls.
You're listening to the Air Schooner Reading Series. I'm your host, Adrian Kesters. Jan Beatty is the author of four books of poetry, Ravenous, Mad River, Bone Shaker, and Red Sugar. She won the Creative Award in Literature from the Heinz Foundation, the Pablo Neruda Prize for Poetry from the Tulsa Arts and Humanities Council, and the Agnes Lynch Starrett Poetry Prize. She has taught at the University of Pittsburgh, Carnegie Mellon University, and Carlow University. We begin with two poems by Beatty that reveal her gift for creating distinctive voices. Here she reads Mad River and Machine Shop of Love.
Mad River. $2.65 at the Hotspot Takeout Shack for one chili dog and a Coke, Birmingham, Alabama, 1979. I kissed a Greyhound bus driver too many times so I could eat. I got one chili dog. I wanted two. Thought I'd get two. Lucky I'm not dead. I asked him about his children. His 14-year-old daughter saved my life, pulled up his rotten conscience like regurgitation, black bowel memory. I said, how old is your daughter? Afraid he'd want more for his money. And in the slant light of his dark Chevy, he saw a slice of my young girl face and said, she's 14. I better get you back to the depot. And the stench of his twisted conscience wanted one more kiss to get me back to the bus station and my long ride home. To wanting to spit up the dark beans, their reddish bodies staining my insides like a dead baby, like a blood spill. My heart pumping its mad river with 60 cents in my pocket and 26 hours till home. I prayed for rain. I prayed for morning. Machine Shop of Love. I like the way you play your guitar. That's what I said the first time we met. There's no explanation for being this corny, just love or deception. So, under the viaduct, under the old railroad bridge of our ancestors, immigrant steelworkers, slaves of Carnegie, we rocked the back seat of a 69 Chevy. You pulled my Chuck Taylors, your jeans were long gone. Goodbye to cotton, the Rolling Stones t-shirt. We're spinning in lust and, oh, steamy back windows, and nothing can stop it. The rolling and tearing machine shop of love. Love. It's big plans, blue eyes. It's you. Looking straight through the body in search of the heart. For 2 weeks I waited until I proposed. Let me think, you said. But no, the body, it has its own light, own scent, own can't turn your back on it glue. I'll wait, I said, and did. For the touch of your hair, the tender of hands, I love the way you play your guitar, compression, precision, the rock and burn of it, the playing, the yes, you said.
B. Beatty transports us in her work to the familiar states of desperation or being in love through the physical space that surrounds her. "There's a lot of Pittsburgh in my work," Beatty told Air Schooner. "Details and bridges and overpasses." These features of the Steel City often act as centerpieces in Beatty's poems, elevating the sense of place within them. In the next group of poems, Beatty finds seemingly small places in Pittsburgh and makes them significant. Here she reads Poetry Workshop at the Homeless Shelter, Cruising the Blue Belt, and A Waitress's Instructions on Tipping, or Get the Cash Up and Don't Waste My Time.
Poetry Workshop at the Homeless Shelter. So I'm the white teacher reading some Etheridge Knight poems to the four residents who showed. For black poets who think of suicide, thinking these guys have seen it all and want something hardcore. When a black man named Tyrone raises his hand, these poems offend me. They do, I say. Yes, I was raised not to curse, and I don't see why a poem has to use those words. What poems do you like? Langston Hughes. Yeah, someone else says, Gene Toomer, man. Tyrone says, let's talk about calculating a poem. Pardon me? I say, you know, ciphering a poem. Why don't you show me? Tyrone draws this two-dimensional image of this three-dimensional grid based on numerology, he says, in which each letter of the alphabet corresponds to a number. Look, it's like you start with a 1325, then go to 851, 1820. That's the start of my first line. My heart opens to the new world. See? I am stunned by it all. Strange genius, or just strange? How long have you been writing this way? All my life, but nobody understands it. I got boxes in my room filled with calculations. I got plays and soap operas, and one day I'll sell them. I'm looking into Tyrone's eyes, beautiful savant, wondering what to say. I'm standing here in my new Levi's and Chuck Taylor's, knowing I don't understand either, and his desire humbles me. Class is ending, so I ask him to bring more next week. But he has to see his caseworker about his bad leg, jammed up in a street beating in Philly. Now I'm walking out of the shelter, my white skin reminding me how wrong I am most days, thinking about his sweet numbers, his poems luminous with industry. I'm opening the door to my car, counting vowels. 13, 25, 8, 5, 1, 18, 20, my heart stirring in the new world. Cruising the Blue Belt. Driving 51 north to Pittsburgh, I saw the graffiti chalked on the underpass. Things to do. 1. Kill Satan. 2. Free LaRouche. 3. Buy milk. At last, I thought, someone who thinks like me. No, it's not that I want to kill Satan or free LaRouche. It's that list, the things we want to do each day. How do you make it? When you stop and realize that even Satan killers need to think about milk, it really takes you back. And what should my list be on an average day in this aching world? 1. Kill Rush Limbaugh. 2. Find a cure for AIDS. 3. Buy chocolate. Sounds just as stupid as the LaRouche thing. That's my point. Like when I was driving home after teaching a class on meter in poetry, and feeling pretty good about it, too. Terry Gross had to come on Fresh Air and talk about gangs in L.A., and my list for the day, which had been 1. Prepare for class. 2. Go work out. 3. Meet Carol at Alibaba's. My list became silly, shallow, And why was I on the planet anyway? And what was my real list? Like the time I met my husband for lunch downtown and, you know, we were in the mood for Italian, something with fresh basil and garlic, as we walked past the YMCA on the way to Oxford Center. There was a woman and her child wrapped in dirty pink blankets, lying smack against the wall with mounds of brown paper bags around them. And what was I thinking about? Your list? None of my business. But I'm asking. Have you found a way to walk around the world? Have you found a way to negotiate the pain? And where do you hold it, the pain? And please, if you find that list, scratch it on the underpass next to Satan and leave your name. Please, leave your name. A waitress's instructions on tipping or get the cash up and don't waste my time. 20% minimum, as long as the waitress doesn't inflict bodily harm. If you're two people at a four-top, tip extra. If you sit a long time, pay rent. Double tips for special orders. Always tip extra when using coupons. Better yet, don't use coupons. Never leave change instead of bills, no pennies. Never hide a tip for fun. Overtip, then tip some more. Remember, I am somebody's mother or daughter. No separate piles of change for large parties. If people in your party don't show up, tip for them. Don't wait around for gratitude. Take a risk. Don't adjust your tip so your credit card total is even. Don't ever, ever pull out a tipping guide in public. If you leave 10% or less, eat at home. If I call a taxi for you, tip me. If I hang up your coat for you, tip me. If I get cigarettes for you, tip me. Better yet, do it yourself. Don't fold a bill and hand it to me like you're a big shot. Don't say, there's a big tip in it for you if... Don't say, I want to make sure you get this, like a busboy would steal it. Don't say, here, honey, this is for you, ever. If you buy a $50 bottle of wine, pull out a 10. If I serve you one cocktail, don't hand me 35 cents. If you're just having coffee, leave a 5.
You've been listening to Jan Beatty reading her poems Mad River and A Waitress's Instructions on Tipping or Get the Cash Up and Don't Waste My Time from her book Mad River, published by the University of Pittsburgh Press. She also read Machine Shop of Love, Poetry Workshop at the Homeless Shelter, and Cruising the Blue Belt from her book Bone Shaker, also published by the University of Pittsburgh Press. Beatty currently heads the writing program at Carlow University, where she directs the Mad Women in the Attic writing workshop.
Air Schooner is available on iTunes. Sign up now to subscribe. You'll be the first of your hip friends to get the latest episode, and you can download all past episodes all the way back to the premiere show, featuring Nulani Cahoor's Irish Poetry.
Go to prairieschooner.unl.edu to experience Fusion 4, a collaboration and celebration centered around the theme of feast. Fusion 4 features art by Manisha Gera Vaswani and Farah Densoda, essays by Sudeep Sen and Kwame Das, an whole feast of poetry that you need to chew on for a while. Eat it up at prairieschooner.unl.edu.
Air Schooner is a bi-weekly product of Prairie Schooner and produced with research support from Paul Hanson Clark and Marianne Kunkel. Production assistants are Catherine Larson, Franny Sprowls, and Nick White. Technical support comes from Rick Alloway of the University of Nebraska-Lincoln's College of Journalism and Mass Communications. Air Schooner is co-produced by Scott Winter and Stacy Waite and the brainchild of executive producer Kwame Dawes.